Growing homelessness in Anchorage has prompted the city's Coalition on Homelessness to take urgent action. Recent data indicates that homelessness in the city has almost doubled, and many of those affected are children. Acting Anchorage Mayor Matt Klayman held a press conference today to highlight new efforts by the city administration to address the problem.
In our work with identifying stimulus funds under the Recovery Act, we have approximately $775,000 that's coming for over 2 years to use in a joint agency effort to increase services to the homeless. There'll be one position in the city and then four positions in four different nonprofits that provide different services to the homeless population, and the city position will be very involved in coordinating those services among different agencies.
I understand that homelessness, though, is on the rise in Anchorage. Are there any statistics or data to show us just how much that increase is?
We're showing about a 44% increase since 2007. Some of that is a product of better counting, but even if you make some adjustments for the counting, it's still an upward trend in homelessness, which I think is consistent with some of the challenging economic times.
So how will these stimulus funds be used to provide more services for the homeless? I mean, the very fact that they're homeless indicates to me that they do not have vehicles, that it will be difficult for them to get to an office, perhaps, to apply for assistance.
That's a lot of what these services will provide, is trying to identify the homeless and then figure out, because we've got four different nonprofit agencies that are partners, they provide each one provides a somewhat different service, and so part of the effort will be to identify which service would be best suited to serve which individuals.
Are these stimulus funds expected to provide for outreach services that will be ongoing, or will it just be enough to set up the services themselves?
It will fund all five positions for a total of 2 years. And so in the long term, the city will certainly need to make a decision about continuing these efforts.
What are some of the meaningful services? Can you thumbnail some of the ideas the city has?
Some of it is working for the Housing First model. Some of it involves some mobile caseworkers so that you won't have to have the homeless person always come to the caseworker. There'll be an ability for a caseworker to go to the homeless person. The average age of the homeless population in Anchorage is 9 years old, so there's a number of kids that are affected, and we see those kids in the schools. And so some of the services will be trying to address the specific needs of youth and family that are in the homeless population.
And you're saying a lot of children are affected. Now, are these children living in shelters, or, I mean, are they living in street camps?
I think most of it, you don't have a lot of the children living in the camps, but some of them are in shelters. They typically are not solo. They're usually with parents. So these aren't abandoned. These aren't orphans. These are children in families, and the family doesn't have a home, and so the children hence don't have a home because the family doesn't have a home.
Acting Anchorage Mayor Matt Klayman, he says the disturbing numbers emerge just as the city is dealing with four recent deaths among Anchorage's street population. The homeless population count was conducted by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation in collaboration with the municipality of Anchorage.